It's been a while since we've seen you. How are you doing? How are you feeling, especially as we go into another off season?
I'm doing good. I got cleared maybe a week ago, so I'm feeling better. Obviously, it wasn't the way I wanted to end this season, but you know, I think obviously I had a concussion, so I think that's, and obviously with the mouth too, got hit with the puck there, and I think that cracked up my head a little bit as well. So, you know, we want to play it safe now, the last few games here. So it's tough to watch from upstairs, you know, especially like early in the year as well, you know, when I wasn't playing. So, yeah, it's going to be nice to come home and just forget about hockey for a little bit and just go to work.
You know, we mentioned the odd injuries and the odd nature of it. You're sitting on the bench, you know, for the one. I think you hit a linesman for the second one. But, you know, you've had a number, unfortunately, of injuries throughout your career, and you're still a really young player. How much thinking do you do about that? And do you try not to think about all the journey that you've been on so far?
Yeah, obviously you think about it a lot, especially when you're hurt, when you're not with the team and not on the road and stuff. You get a lot of time with yourself, and just, you know, that's when you, when everything, all the thinking goes on. And obviously it's not the way I want it to be. I want to play every game, 82 games, but yeah, hopefully I can have a good summer and come in prepared. And you know, I think I'm going to change number as well. I've seen a little bit on Twitter, so I think if the management approve it, so I'm changing number.
What number?
I think that's will be a surprise.
Okay.
But if the management and stuff are good with that, I'm going to go with that number.
Adam, with obviously there could, the potential for a lot of change could happen with this team with a new general manager. How much thought will you be putting into what could happen this offseason?
Obviously, with a new GM, he's going to decide what team he wants and what coach he wants and all that stuff. And, you know, it's not in my hands. I can't control it. I'm just going to do work my hardest in the summer and just come prepared to whatever team I play on, if it's here or somewhere else. You know, I want to be here. Got one more year on the contract, so I just renewed the lease as well in the apartment. So, you know, it would be nice to be back here.
And one of the things, it applies to you and it applies to a lot of guys on the team. So through several coaching changes, how challenging is it when there is so much change? You know, there could be more change to come depending on how the offseason goes, but how difficult is that when you go from coach to coach, maybe system to system? Is that part of what could be happening here?
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone in that room believes in Passy, and, you know, he's a great coach, and I really like him as a human being and as a coach. Maybe don't agree with everything, you know. Obviously, I was scratched for a few games there at the start, but, you know, it's just hockey. At the end of the day, you just go out there and play, and if you start thinking about stuff, that's when everything goes too slow, and, you know, it's a lot of instincts out there, so doesn't matter what coach you have, and you know, it's up to the players.
Kind of led right into what I was going to ask you about was, you know, this season started so weird with the Babcock thing, and it was like a couple days before camp started. Passy does take over. This staff takes over. What do you think of the job that they did this year? I know the record isn't much better than last year, but just considering everything, what did you think, you know, about this season from the coaching staff?
Yeah, I think they did a good job. Obviously, it comes down to the players, right? But I think the practices were hard. We were battling. We're, you know, ups and downs. We were stuck together, and you know, Passy held us to a high standard, which we didn't hold all the time. Obviously, all the third periods and stuff like that. So, you know, I think we got believe in them, and they got believe in us. So, I think we can just grow from here.
Adam, I just want to ask you about that number change. What kind of led you to that? Is it just maybe changing your fortunes a little bit, changing your fate?
Yeah, I think from the start, I just got number 27 in Chicago, so I never picked a number. And I feel like now I'm coming into my sixth season, so maybe it's time to pick my number and hope for the best.
Yeah, obviously you're aware of the history of the number here, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing on Twitter. So I think hopefully that can help a little bit. You know, a lot of hockey players are superstitious and stuff, so hopefully that can play in a little bit.
Yeah. And your summer, will you go back home to Sweden a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going back home on Friday. It's been a long 4 weeks here when the teams have been on the road. And, you know, with the head, you get a lot of thinking and stuff. So I'm excited to get back home and, you know, take a week off and then get back to work.
Right. And most of your training will be there and come back to Columbus September-ish probably, right?
Yeah, I'm coming back, I think, mid-August to put my teeth in. So I'm excited for that.
When you were healthy, you scratched a couple times, like you mentioned, but how did you feel your season went from a performance standpoint?
Yeah, I think, as you said, it's always hard when you're scratched and then coming in and play and try to just play your game, because I feel like you don't want to do any mistake to be back outside the lineup. But I think I played pretty good. Obviously, not as many points as I would like, and, you know, helping offensively, and I played power play all year, and I'm not happy with that. You know, I don't think I did a good enough job there, but I think my overall game took a little bit way up here. You know, I think I played better defensively than I've done in the past, and obviously playing with Z consistently has helped as well, so... you know, I'm not going to stand there and say I played really good this year, but I think I took some steps in the right direction.
Adam, one of the key things that a lot of people look at this team, consecutive seasons allowing over 300 goals as a team. I know that'll be an obvious focus for the team. What do you think will contribute to the improvement that you need in that area to really reduce that number?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think... obviously, you want to limit as many goals as possible. And, you know, I think it's not only about on the D. I think it's a five-man unit out there that's going to work together. And I think sometimes, especially in the third period, I think we've been on different pages and stuff like that. So I think once we figure that out and just can work as a five-man unit out there, I think it could be really good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.